Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and for those listening in for the first time or returning back again, welcome, welcome. I hope you've been telling your family, friends, and associates, all those you come in contact with on a daily basis, to join you and listen in to the Faith Walk Show every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Also, as you listen in every week, for those returning back for the second, third, fourth time, whatever the case may be, I hope you have been learning how to grow your faith, because you do have it, you know? Yes, in case you didn't know, you do have faith, you just have to grow it. Just as you would grow anything else you are looking to make strong and become a success one day, you have to grow it. And let me think, a good example would be planting fruit seeds or planting flowers. In both cases, you are looking for both to grow and become strong and healthy, to taste good and look beautiful, right? Well, same thing applies to most things in life, situations, or relationships you are in. You have to grow it. Yes, you have to grow it so that it can be an asset in your life some way, someday. So my point here is, in order to grow your faith, folks, you have to grow in the relationship area in your walk with the Lord. I'll talk more about that here shortly, but you have to grow in the area of your faith walk with the Lord. You have to somehow stay spiritually connected to the Word of God. And as I'll also talk about later, that helps in the faith area. That helps grow strong faith, because the thing is to not have weak faith. And I will also talk about that more in details here shortly. So, again, folks, the Faith Walk Show is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. And before I kick off the show here with the message, let me give you a few scriptures that will set my message up for me today. And it begins in Matthew chapter 7, verses 16, 17, and 18. And these scriptures tell us about how to grow something, and in this case, faith. Is what I'm talking about today. How to grow your faith, because after all, as I said, you do have it. You do have faith. You just have to use it. You have to develop it and grow it, as I said, just as anything else in life. So the Faith Walk Show, folks, is all about helping you grow your faith. So let me begin at verse 16. Again, that is Matthew chapter 7, verse 16 through 18, and it states, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or trees from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Verse 18, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit." Sounds pretty simple, right? Based on what I've been talking about the last few minutes. Again, really quick, verse 16, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?" So my point here is your faith has to be planted in good soil, which is the Word of God. So moving on really quick, verse 17 and 18, "Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit." So in these two verses, it tells us this. It tells us when you do those good and acceptable things, good things happen. But if you do not do good things and do kind of whatever you want to do and still say, "Hey, I'm following Christ, I'm following the teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ," but you still do those things that are not acceptable to Him, guess what? Things will consistently kind of go haywire in your life. You'll find a hard time finding peace in those situations. Now, I know some folks listening to the show today may be thinking, "Well, Susan, hold on, pump your brakes for a minute. I have been a Christ follower for 30 years, and guess what? I experience bad things all day long." Well, to that point, I say this. I agree with you. Bad things does happen to those who love the Lord and do good things. It happens. But I am proud to say the difference is when you are equipped with the knowledge of the Word of God to exercise your faith and use wisdom and discern your way out of it, things that once troubled you will no longer have any kind of effect on you. So, yes, I fully agree. I am also aware that bad things happen to those who are in search of living on that good path with the Lord. However, as I just stated, staying positive and using your faith to have peace about it helps keep your mind on a good path. The Lord never said, "Once you serve me, once you connect with me on a daily basis and stay spiritually connected to my word, that things would be easy." It is easier, in my opinion, as opposed to living outside of His will for my life, living in the world, doing whatever I want to do, it is easier to me. So no, the Bible doesn't tell us it was going to be easy once we accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that everything was going to be peaceful all the time, victories every single day in every situation. No, we have to press forward and press through to overcome. So my point to this in saying all of that, Jesus gave us a clear example of how difficult things can be. During His time on this earth, He was healing. He was speaking to us. He was speaking the Word of God, life, into the lives of people that were following Him. Then He had to die on the cross, and that was a horrible, horrific death. So He showed us things are not easy when you do the right thing, but there's victory, which is eternal life. Now, I know sometimes folks don't like to hear, well, yeah, I know, I'm going to go to heaven. I love the Lord. I'm doing everything the Lord wants me to do. But Susan, I want victory today. I want to be able to have peace and overcome these situations that I'm in. And I have news for you today. Faith. Why? Because you can't know God unless through your faith. That's scripture. So in saying that, I think this is the right time to introduce the title of my message. And the title of my message today is Watering Your Faith. Scripture focus of the day comes from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 2 through 8. I will be teaching on the parable of the sower today. So as I begin to share with you the parable of the sower and the scriptures that talks about how Jesus explains to the disciples and those around Him how to take the word and apply it to your life. How to not be misled or distracted by anything else. So, in Mark 4:14, let me say this really quick before I move on because it's going to set a point here for me. Mark 4:14 says, the sower sows the word. Wow, right? The sower sows the word. And sow, folks, means spreads, plants, or scatters. Very enlightening scripture, wouldn't you agree? The sower sows the word. And again, sow means spread, plant, or scatter. So let me move on really quick into the main scripture of the day. Again, the title of the message today is Watering Your Faith. Main scripture of the day I want to go over right now comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 2 through 8. Says this, then He taught them many things by parables, and said to them in His teaching, listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened, as he sowed, that some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, and it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up, and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced 30-fold, 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Now, before I go over these scriptures really quick, I have to say this. Depending on where you sow your knowledge of the word, which produces good, bad, or indifferent experiences, is where your success lies. I have to say that again. Depending on where you sow, meaning where you plant, where you scatter the word, is where your success lies. So let me move on. Again, Mark 4, 2 through 8 is the main scriptures of the day. I am talking about parable of the sower. For those who are just tuning in to the show today, welcome. You are listening to the Faith Walk Show. I am here every week, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. And today I am talking about the parable of the sower. The title of the message today is Watering Your Faith. And let me continue on. Let me drop down again to verse 4. That's Mark 4, verse 4. And it states, and it happened as he sowed that some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Now, let me stop right there. Remember what Mark 4:14 says? The sower sows the word. The sower, folks, sows the word. And again, sow means spreads, plants, or scattered. So, as I move on with these scriptures, keep in mind that you could be sowing unhealthy seeds. Some may be dying. Means the word of God may be dying in your life. Yes, you may read the word of God every day, but not be living it. So, it's falling on deaf ears, including your own. I don't mean to be harsh, but in my opinion, you could be going through that process. So again, verse 4, and it happened as he sowed that some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Now, this scripture, in my opinion, tells me one thing. You know what that is? As you sow, spread, plant, scatter the word in your life, unless you are living the word and doing those things that are acceptable in God's eyes, it gets destroyed by the wayside. And the wayside means curve, pavement, roadside. It gets disregarded, so the birds come and devour it. And in real life terms, that means negative people and situations come and can easily distract you. You can get distracted in a second. And then after that, guess what? Knocking you off of your weak faith. I don't mean to be harsh, because I have to tell you, it is important to develop strong faith to help you when life happens, when things or situations take its toll on you. So the key is to bear good fruit. And how do you do that? Well, by living the scriptures, folks, which gives you strong faith. Romans 10:17 tells us, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So you can hear a little of the word and have a little faith, or you can apply what you have read and develop strong faith for the reason I just mentioned. You following me this morning? Again, for those who may be just tuning into the show today, you are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. Title of the message today is Watering Your Faith. And in case you didn't know, faith comes by hearing the Word of God, the Bible. So if you are just tuning in this morning, I have been teaching on Mark 4, verses 2 through 8, talks about the parable of the sower as it relates to your faith. And let me continue on with these scriptures really quick before the break here. In verse 2, that's Mark 4, 2 through 8, then he taught them many things by parables. And this is Jesus talking, by the way. And he said to them in his teaching, listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed that some seeds fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Moving on to verse 5, some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up and it was scorched, and because it had no root and it withered away. And verse 7, and some seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seeds fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced some 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Now, for those of you that didn't catch the beginning of my teaching of the show today, I hope you get this. I hope you get that the Word of God is a seed. And as it says in verse 5, some seeds fell on stony ground where it didn't have much depth and immediately sprang up because it had no depth of earth. In other words, it was shallow, no deep-rooted soil based on the Word of God to grow in. So the seeds just died. The Word died. And let me go over again verses 6, 7, and 8 really quick. Verse 6, but when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. So is there any substance to your walk with the Lord? Do you go to church, you hear the word, you clap your hands, you're happy, and soon as you walk out, you get in your car, you get a phone call, and as they say, all hell breaks loose? Unable to deal with your emotions in that moment? Does that happen to you? Are you choking the word in your life? Are you suffocating the word in your life? Are you reading it and just walking away and forgetting what you read? Or are you living the word of God? So I hope you all get today that the word of God is a seed. And I'll tell you how I know that. Luke 8:11 tells us this. Now the parable is this. This is Jesus talking. The seed is the word of God. Now, folks, I have to take you back to Mark 4 and 14 one more time before the break. And it states, the sower sows the word. There's a period after that. The sower sows the word. I want you to meditate on that for a moment. As I said, I have to take a break, but I want you to ask yourself this during the break. Have you allowed your seed to grow in the form of growing in your commitment to God? Or are you watering your faith today? Because it comes by hearing the word, and hearing the word meaning doing good in order to bear good fruit. Well, folks, I have to take a break. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today on Watering Your Faith. Just wanted to take a few minutes to tell you all about the Faith Walk Show. We are here on Sundays, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I want to tell you our core message is focusing on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness. Also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety. Yes, using your faith in God as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week. That's right, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. right here. I will be here waiting for you. I also look forward to hearing from you. Email me. I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life, and I would love to share your story right here at the end of every month, the last Sunday of every month, with the world to tell them how the Lord is working in your life. So, to submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, email me directly, Susan at faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan at faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Now, continue on listening to the show, Watering Your Faith, as I conclude today's message.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break talking about the parable of the sower today. In case you missed the beginning of the show, here's a little recap. The title of the message today is Watering Your Faith. If you want to go back and study the scriptures of the day, Mark 4 verses 2 through 8 talks about the parable of the sower. And my example was planting the word of God in your life so that your seeds can grow and be fruitful. But first, you got to water your faith. Because as Romans 10:17 tells us, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Also, a few other scriptures I talked about that connected my message here for me today was Luke chapter 8, verse 11. And it states, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. I also shared Mark 4 and 14, and it states, the sower sows the word. So after all the scriptures I read and talked about today, take this away from this message today. The word of God has to become alive to you. It has to live and breathe in those situations and those challenges in your life. Not just something you read, but something that you live. And unless you do that, your faith may not be as strong as it needs to be in order to weather the storms and the situations and the trauma and drama that occurs in your life. Again, Mark 4:14, the sower sows the word. So in closing my show today, again, I ask you, are you spreading the good news of Jesus Christ? Are you planting your thoughts and actions based on the word of God? And are you scattering love everywhere you go on good soil, which is the living word of God, the Bible? Remember, it's alive. It's not pages in a book. The word of God becomes alive when you apply it to your everyday thoughts and actions. Great scriptures today, folks. And in saying that, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. You can build your life on shallow ground, or you can build your time left on this earth on good soil. Because to produce seeds that grow into opportunity after opportunity after opportunity is certainly reaping the benefits from living the Bible. So I say to you all today, reap on, reap what you sow. Find the time to sow a seed that others can testify to seeing you live right and giving God one more chance by watching you and learning to do the right thing at all times, because bearing good fruit is not for you to be fool yourself, but so that others may come to know God through you to grow their own tree to bear the same good fruit. Folks, this will conclude my message today. I have enjoyed my time ministering the Word of God to you today. I hope you will listen in next week, same time, Sundays at 10:30 a.m., or you can go to my website and listen to all of my archive messages by visiting faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, as always, one last thing to remember. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.